It's been a little while since I've been here, and a couple of things have happened in that time. I'd like to talk a little bit about the war.
War's over before you can protest. Now you're victorious in a war that you're against, that cost more lives than lost from desert storm deaths. Now check which fortunate sons reap the rewards, while the poor wage daily war to score bread and more or less end up with more of less. That's some morbid sounding gibberish, but at least it makes more sense than a peacekeeping mission of war. And they say my nation is too big to be trusted, like a porn whore's chest. It must be our aggressive image. Know why that one rap performer has to perform in a vest? The more hardcore your persona, the more test. We're so quick to use force and force men onto our course. Just cause you're mighty don't mean you're correct. A nigga's opinion went from 3/5 to 4/10. But isn't it really war we should wage war against?
Pacifism is a nice idea, but it can get you killed. When it comes to survival, staying alive, you know, you can't be too picky and choosy about the company you're going to keep. Sometimes you have to cooperate with some kind of unsavory people. People you don't like, people you don't trust, people you don't respect, the kind of people you might not even invite into your own home. So, for that reason, tonight I'm announcing my intention to cooperate with the United States government.
You're reading your foreign policy at your college dorm desk, trying to see why George said that war was best, and why America's scary to so many foreign men. Learning when war is correct, how it can make wars end, like 4 score years before this, when after World War I we tried ignoring the foreign world of European power plays. And maybe ignoring them allowed the world conquering ways and wars to spread. Then we became world powers from the next war's effects, waging decades of war and Cold War defense, making strange bedfellows on that board of chess. Never knew what warlord you'd support next, or when weapons you gave him at point at your neck. In a world where his survival might require your death, your best defense pose a more horrible threat than his. Now he who swings the biggest sword is best.
You probably noticed I don't feel about that war the way we were told we were supposed to feel about that war, the way we were ordered and instructed to feel about that war.
I like to form my own opinions.
I don't just roll over when I'm told to. I have certain rules I live by. My first rule, I don't believe anything the government tells me.
Now anyone can be an enemy in any disguise, so we preemptively strike, we go to war to prevent. It's like Minority Report, guilty before the offense. Watch your thoughts, or before you know it, you're the threat. And you'll back a Patriot Act till they ask for your arrest. And maybe, baby, you're next. I wonder what sort of torture methods will get your confession, and when your president will show you more to connect Saddam to the war on terror. And I ain't asked to see a corpse. Now where are those alleged warheads? Was this war avoidable? I was leaning toward yes, but now we in it, and they didn't tell us what for yet. I ain't believing their reasons. They say it's for freedom. I think it's something more suspect. But George needs your support, so please do your best. Saying hail to the chief, watching for oil theft.
We like war.
We are a war like what? We are a war like what?
We like war. We're a war like people.
I hate to be repetitious, but we are a war like what? 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 I hate to be repetitious, but we are a war like what?
There's a war outside, right in front of your eyes, affecting your lives, not even on your mind. Pray them soldiers survive this wartime. Wrote a rhyme, sitting here witnessing war crime. There's a war outside, right in front of your eyes, affecting your lives, not even on your mind. Pray them soldiers survive this wartime. Wrote a rhyme, sitting here witnessing war crime.
I am committed to defeating not only the good work of charities, but the values that will bring lasting peace. And we have a great opportunity during this time of war to lead the world towards suicide.